Some of them tell Studio 7 they are grateful to the former liberation war fighters for freeing them from the colonial rule that denied them many opportunities in all sectors of the economy. Former ZANU-PF legislator Bright Matonga says in 35 years, the country has made huge achievements in many areas. Stanley Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union agrees with Matonga, saying the country now has many schools and universities, something which colonial rulers did not want.
From that angle, we can say the government promoted an education for all policy, and the government promoted the education and improvement of the intellectual percentage or value in terms of the population of Zimbabwe.
Also, Ndakarai of the local youth empowerment group, Ufumiko Adiki, says independence has provided many opportunities which resulted in some people to start some remarkable projects. He cited Strive Masiwa's telecommunications giant Econet as one of the examples.
We saw even in the financial services sector, a lot of our black guys coming into the financial services sector. Not only that, even in the telecommunications sector, where we have Telecel is majority owned by Zimbabweans, Econet, which is now a global competitor in telecommunications. These are indeed successes we should celebrate.
Economists agree the colonial government policies were racist and discriminated against the black majority. They say it was therefore necessary for the new government to integrate them into the mainstream economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.